Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news on the transfer front, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is keen to retain a big squad at Manchester United. They so far have not been hugely affected by COVID-19, but Solskjaer doesn't want an outbreak to decimate his squad. That combined with a hectic fixture schedule with the Europa League returning means Solskjaer wants numbers. Reports now claim he's turned down three offers for United players. Danny van der Beek's lack of game time has been a hot topic this season. He's reportedly been subject of loan bids. He's bought his exit to try and, of course, help in the midfield. Brandon Williams was another one that is set to stay put. Timothy Otto-Mensah's departure means that Aaron Bissaka's obviously deputy for the second half of the season. Williams could slot into that role, while Axel Tuanzebe has also been subject of interest, but he is also being told he can't go anywhere. Manchester United and Paul Pogba have reportedly put a decision on the midfielder's future on the back burner until the end of the title race. The France star is emerging as one of the catalysts for United's title drive. His brilliant goal against Fulham on Wednesday, sending Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's team back to the top of the Premier League. But there remains uncertainty over his future at the club, with his contract expiring at the end of next season. His agent, Mino Raiola, infamously said in December that his client wants to leave Old Trafford. But Pogba nor United have made any decisions, and for now, he's firmly focused on a title charge. Edinson Cavani and Bruno Fernandes have the mentality to deliver titles, according to Wayne Rooney. The signings of Fernandes and Cavani could prove crucial for United, Rooney said, who believes that they've got everything it needs mentally to get the job over the line. The last few years, he said, they haven't been ready to challenge for the title, but they've now brought in players like Fernandes and Cavani, with a winning mentality, and it's helped massively. Now the squad is challenging for a title. I said to the coach in the office here 6 weeks ago, I thought United will win the league. I still feel that today. Elsewhere then, into the news on the transfer front, and Bayern Munich have declared their interest in the defender Dayot Upamecenko, meaning a big blow to Manchester United should they get the deal done. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.